In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on this it's Friday, isn't it? Watching basketball the last two mornings is throwing me off here. But we're happy to say the Crookston Pirate girls varsity team that's playing over in Grand Forks, they haven't had the toughest competition, but they did beat Grafton yesterday and beat them by, was it 5-6 points? So they're kicking some butt and taking names, so that's good. They haven't played any teams that they would play during the regular season, a lot of North Dakota teams, but they will have a better battle with Big Lake a little later today over at the Betty Engelstad Center. So let's see what we have. I'll be heading there after the news to watch some more. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines this hour, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was not told of President Donald Trump's aborted plan to strike back at Iran for shooting down a U.S. drone. A spokesman for Pelosi said Friday she was not given a heads up about the military action. Pelosi is second in line to the presidency behind Vice President Mike Pence. The United States has warned commercial airliners that they could be mistakenly attacked following a shootdown of a U.S. drone by an Iranian missile. The incident reflects a dangerous escalation in already spiking tensions between Washington and Tehran. On Friday, major airlines from around the world said they're rerouting their flights to avoid areas around the Strait of Hormuz, including Qantas, British Airways, Lufthansa, KLM, Malaysia Airlines, and Singapore Airlines. The Supreme Court is throwing out the murder conviction and death sentence for a black man in Mississippi because of a prosecutor's efforts to keep African Americans off the jury. The defendant already had been tried 6 times and now could face a 7th trial. The court's 7-2 decision Friday says the removal of black prospective jurors violated the rights of inmate Curtis Flowers. A legal team that inspected a Border Patrol station near El Paso, Texas, says young migrants being held there are experiencing neglect and mistreatment at the hands of the U.S. government. The lawyers inspected the facilities because they are involved in a Clinton-era legal agreement that governs detention conditions for migrant kids and families. They say the station has inadequate food, water, and sanitation. The facility holds about 250 infants, children, and teens. When a Special Forces medic was called to testify in the case of a Navy SEAL accused of stabbing an Islamic State fighter in his care, prosecutors expected the medic to bolster their case. Corey Scott delivered by saying Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher plunged a knife into the adolescent detainee in 2007, but the government was floored by what came next. Scott took the blame for the killing, saying he suffocated the boy in an act of mercy shortly after Gallagher stabbed him. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, and our temperature is at 66 degrees. We've been staying steady here over the last couple of hours. We'll see if that jumps up here at the noon hour. But we have mostly cloudy skies, southeast winds of 16 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.82 inches and falling, and humidity is at 68%. Again, 66 right now in downtown Crookston. The forecast for the rest of today, those forecasters, they've been spot on here. They said a chance of showers and thunderstorms basically all week. And even though we've had just a slight rain, not really measurable for the most part, but we've seen to the north and to the south, to the west, to the east, they all seem to be getting some rain and showers. So they've been right so far, unfortunately. It'd just be nice to get an inch of rain, and then let's have some sunny skies and have some nice summer-type weather. But the forecast for the rest of today calls for cloudy skies, a chance of showers, and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds of 10 to 20, and a 50% chance of rain. Then tonight, rain showers and thunderstorms, lows 55 to 60, southeast winds of 10 to 20, a near 100% chance of rain tonight. We'll take a look at the forecast for Saturday and Sunday for the weekend. You can expect another chance of rain. And then there is still rain in the forecast for some of the days next week as well. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We also have a hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota this afternoon and tonight. Thunderstorms will develop this afternoon to the west between Bismarck and Jamestown. These storms will then affect areas around Cooperstown to Valley City late afternoon and may reach parts of the Red River Valley this evening. Scattered severe storms are possible, the threat being hail to 1.5 inches in diameter, 75-mile-an-hour wind gusts. The highest threat has shifted west of Fargo. So you, if you're traveling maybe out to the lake area tonight, maybe you might be out of the reach of these storms, but we'll keep you updated if anything severe does come our way this afternoon or more than likely this evening. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, and we'll take a full look at the weather and the forecast coming up a little later here in the news. We'll take a break and take a look at our state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a look at our state news, today is the first official day of summer, the longest day of the year, summer solstice 2019. As for the summer outlook,
what they're predicting is kind of cooler than normal conditions for this summer, and a little bit wetter than normal conditions.
Now that's Pete Boulay, assistant state climatologist, so probably not what you wanted to hear there. Thousands of runners are making their way to Duluth this weekend for the 43rd annual Grandma's Marathon.
In total, we have 20,000 runners that are going to be participating, and we do have some of those that are doing some of our challenge races, which entails running the 5K on Friday night and then either the half marathon or the full marathon on Saturday. So some, a few of the runners do both.
Why not? You run a 5K Friday, go run a full marathon Saturday. I can think of a million better ways to spend my weekend. But spokeswoman Mandy Peterson says they have runners signed up from all 50 states and 46 different countries. The 26th annual 5K is tonight at 6 p.m. The 29th annual half marathon is tomorrow at 6:15 a.m. And the 43rd annual full marathon is at 7:45. This weekend's events in Duluth also include a health and fitness expo, running talk shows, and a series of concerts. It is amazing, those people that can run the full marathon and the 5K the day before. It's just a warm-up for them. Probably not a bad thing to do, but that's something I can honestly say I'll never do, is a marathon. Maybe a half, maybe a 5K won't be any problem, but the full, no thank you. The Minnesota Vikings, is this going to be the year? Probably not, but they have announced the schedule of public practices for the team's 2019 training camp in Eagan. Spokesman Jeff Anderson says this announcement helps kick off another year for the Vikings.
You know, a season is right around the corner. You know, fans are getting excited. They get to see the new faces to the team. And so this is always just a fun time of year. And training camp especially, it gives fans an opportunity to get up close and personal with the team and do it for free.
Like last year, Anderson says there will be 4,000 free tickets available to the public on each day of training camp. Another 1,000 reserve tickets are available daily for $15 apiece. Season ticket holders get the first crack at tickets on Monday, while reservations will open to the general public Wednesday. The first open practice is scheduled for July 26th. Strong winds, heavy rain, hail, and at least one tornado damaged a turkey barn and outbuildings, brought down tree branches and flooded streets in southwestern Minnesota. There were no reports of injuries when the severe weather swept through Redwood, Brown, and Wattawan counties Thursday evening. Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Nevada are joining the legal fight against T-Mobile's $26.5 billion bid for Sprint in a court case that may reach trial in October. A lawyer for state attorney generals revealed the additional states at a New York court hearing Friday. Nine other states in the District of Columbia sued to block the merger earlier this month, saying it will reduce competition and damage consumers. A lawyer for T-Mobile told the judge Friday that it will improve competition. A Minneapolis man has been imprisoned for roaming a dorm at a Northeast Iowa college and touching sleeping students. Bremer County District Court records say 23-year-old Brian Malone was sentenced Monday to more than 14 years. Investigators say Malone used his Wartburg College identification card to enter the Wartburg dorm early February 4th last year. He went into the rooms of three female students and groped them as they slept. A man who was wanted in connection with a shooting in Sioux Falls that left one man dead and two people injured has been arrested by federal marshals in Minneapolis. Authorities say the man had been on the run since June 8th in a shooting that killed 42-year-old Larry Carr Jr. and wounded two others outside a Sioux Falls apartment building. Two women also wanted as material witnesses in the case were arrested last week in Idaho. West Fargo city regulators have decided not to renew a liquor license for a West Fargo bar, and its owner says it's because she and many of her customers are black. The West Fargo Liquor Control Board this week denied the license renewal for Awake Lounge, citing noise complaints. The bar's license was suspended for 2 weeks in November after neighbors complained noise from the lounge kept them up at night. And a judge has thrown out a discrimination lawsuit by 11 former University of North Dakota women's hockey players seeking to have the program reinstated. The complaint filed last summer alleges that the university violated Title IX laws that prohibit women from being treated differently because of gender. Federal Judge Daniel Hovland said the players did not prove a substantial disproportionality between men's and women's athletic opportunities at UND. I think that would be the final nail on any thoughts of hockey coming back anytime soon. Yeah, women's hockey at UND. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard right here on KROX, Alex Gordon had a two-run single, and Lucas Duda added an RBI single as the Kansas City Royals jumped on Jake Odorizzi in the first inning, beat the Twins 4-1. Odorizzi came in tied with Chicago White Sox pitcher Lucas Giolito for the Major League lead with 10 wins, but lasted just four innings. Well, a beautiful day for baseball last night. It was, and Stephen Argyle took advantage. They beat the Crookston American Legion Post 20 baseball team, swept a doubleheader, 13-1 and 9-4. The Crookston Reds at Bemidji Blue Ox, that was canceled last night. High school baseball, Bold beat New York Mills 8-0. And Class AA, Duluth Marshall beat Minnehaha Academy 4-2. And Class 3A, St. Thomas Academy beat Benilde St. Margaret's 1-0. And in Class 4A, it didn't get over till what, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning this morning. East Ridge beat New Prague 7-2. They had some weather delays down in Minneapolis yesterday. On the sports scene for today, the Twins back in action at Kauffman Stadium. 6:30 the pregame, 7:15 the first pitch as the Twins take on Kansas City looking to bounce back. And the Phoenix Suns selected Texas Tech's Jarrett Culver with the number 6 overall pick in the NBA draft and traded him to the Timberwolves. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Timberwolves traded up 5 spots in the first round, sending power forward Dario Saric and number 11 overall selection to Phoenix for the number 6 pick. The person spoke, of course, on condition of anonymity because the deal is not official until the salary cap, for salary cap purposes, until July 6th. So that's what the Timberwolves, they drafted Texas Tech's Jarrett Culver. They also got Washington's Jalen Nowell. And that's what they did yesterday. They had a very would they take Cameron Johnson as well, North Carolina forward. And Macy Fee was very excited that Kyle Guy was drafted and going to Sacramento. So she said she no longer needs to go watch a Timberwolves game against the Pelicans to watch Zion. She wants to watch Kyle Guy because he was drafted, and she's pretty excited about that. Let's see. On the sports scene for Saturday, we'll have the Twins at Kansas City, 12:30 the pregame, 1:15 the first pitch. Crookston Reds, they're at the El Rosa Elite Eight tournament. At 10 a.m. on Saturday, the Reds will take on Long Prairie, the Predators. At 2 p.m., if they lose, they'll play at 2 against either El Rosa Saints or Freeport. If they win, they'll play at 8 o'clock against either of those teams. Then on Sunday, The Twins, they're at the Kansas City Royals again. Noon the pregame, 1:15 the first pitch. And the Crookston Reds continue the El Rosa Elite Eight tournament. And depending on how they do in the first couple of games, they will have either 10, noon, 2, or 4, depending on how they do. And that is about it for the past week's sporting news, including the new Sports Fever column. You can go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. Also, we should tell you that Crookston has a Zach Brown. He is wrestling down in Oklahoma for Team Minnesota. Team Minnesota has two teams. They're wrestling in the Greco-Roman the first 2 days that he is down there, and then they're doing the freestyle wrestling. We have an update on how he did through the first round. We'll have an update in the next Sports Fever column how he did as well, but you can check that out. Zach Brown representing Minnesota for the second straight year down at the National Wrestling Duels in, I think it's Tulsa, Oklahoma. So there's more on that and a whole lot more in Northwest Minnesota sports scene. KROXAM.com. Click on sports and then go down to the Sports Fever column. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll see. There's going to be an increase for students going to UMC, what they have to pay to go to school there. We also have some more information on, well, some good information for the hotels and a whole lot more coming up during the local news and the weather. That's coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Stock up on summertime snacks and beverages at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 24 packs of 12-ounce cans of Coke products, $5.99. 8 packs of 20-ounce bottles of assorted Gatorade are 2 for $10. Party size assorted Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $6. And the 56-ounce assorted Cass Clay ice cream, $2.99. Selected sizes and varieties of plastic pickles, 2 for $4. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the University of Minnesota Board of Regents voted Wednesday to increase tuition on all the University of Minnesota campuses. Outgoing President Eric Kaler had recommended a 2.5% increase for undergraduate resident students at the Twin Cities campus and 1.5% increases for the Crookston, Duluth, Morris, and Rochester campuses. University of Minnesota Crookston Finance Director Tricia Sanders says that increase amounts to about $156 a year.
That means for Crookston that the students will see an increase of about $156 for the year, which is minimal. The board had requested that we keep our tuition increases below 3%, which we are with the 1.5% increase. The reason why we had to do the tuition increase was the state of Minnesota only funded half of what we had requested. So we'll use some of these tuition dollars to backfill the state support reduction.
And room and board fees are also increasing 3.2% for the Crookston campus, which was initiated by the student government's desire to have the cost of laundry included in the price.
Our residence hall fees are going up about 3%, but the bulk of that increase is due to the fact that now students won't have to pay for laundry. They will have laundry services included in their housing rate, which was an initiative from student government this past year. They really wanted to not have to worry with quarters and getting change and doing all of that.
I would be okay with that raise while I was in college. That was the worst part of doing laundry with all those quarters, trying to find quarters. But the campus fee, technology fee, also increases by 5% or $50, while the student services fee will go down 1.1% with the intramural fee and wellness center fee combined into one. In total, Sanders said the cost of attendance will be up about 2.3% or $477 for the year.
The total cost of attendance is going up 2.3%, and that cost of attendance includes tuition, the student service fee, the technology fee, and then room and board. So the overall is 2.3%.
And Sanders said financial aid is based on the cost of attendance, so students will be eligible to apply for increased financial aid.
The cost of attendance will increase with the increases in tuition and the fees, and then students can apply for aid up to that cost of attendance amount, so they will have the option to request additional financial aid.
And the total cost of attendance for the 19-20 academic year will be $21,057. The City of Crookston Committee for Development Policy and Review, they met over the noon hour yesterday. City of Crookston Finance Director and Acting Chair for the committee, Angel Wiesner, provided an update on the Intermediary Relending Program, otherwise known as IRP. Two businesses are currently behind in their payment, TNN Sports, that's Sigley Sports, and the Crookston Inn and Convention Center. But Wiesner has been in contact with them regarding the process to return to good standing.
IRP loans are business loans that the city does for local businesses to help them either expand or continue their and start a new business in town. I do monitor the loans very closely. The couple that are a little behind have been in contact, or I have contacted them, and they are being informed of what the process is.
And Mark Landsberg, a Polk County assessor and a member of the committee, did inform the committee that a review of the Crookston hotels had been completed, and they would be seeing lower property tax valuations for 2019, which is good news. I think Crookston Inn, what they theirs jumped to $50,000 a year is what they're paying in property taxes. So that will help a little with that. In December, the committee recommended to the Crookston City Council, which also agreed, that the City of Crookston apply for additional funding from the USDA for its IRP program. Wiesner handed out a work plan to the committee for review and said it would need to be approved by the committee at their next meeting and submitted with the funding application.
At the last meeting, the committee had recommended to council to move forward requesting additional money from the USDA so we have more funds available to loan out to businesses. And the council did agree with that, so we have been moving forward. And I need this committee to review our work plan, and it needs to be submitted with the application. So the committee has that available, and approximately next month we will take all considerations if there are any recommendations to change anything on the work plan, and we will move it forward to the USDA for submittal with our application.
The final item of business was to elect a new committee chair. Matt Hahn, vice president at Northern Sky Bank, was nominated and elected to serve as chair. At 11:37 Thursday morning, the Crookston Fire Department responded to a call for a rubber melter on fire in Section 27 of Crookston Township. They extinguished the fire and cooled it down, then turned it over to the work crew. The fire department was also on scene for another incident this morning, but no details are available yet. There is an accident south of town, and as soon as we get information from the State Patrol, we'll pass that along. Well, Representative Deb Keel talks about the new Dairy Assistance Investment and Relief Initiative program in her latest capital update. To see Keel's latest update, you can go to KROXAM.com and click on News. And some Crookston youth, Jack Everett, Michael Dang, along with Isaac and Simon Geoffrey, had some success at Maple Lake fishing. Their catch included 25-inch northern, some walleye, bass, crappie, and sunfish. See a picture of the catch? Go to KROXAM.com, click on News. And if you catch a big fish this summer, feel free to send it to us, KROX News at gmail.com or KROX at rrv.net. In an effort to help those who suffer from chronic migraine, Riverview Health recently began offering Botox injections for pain management specialist Pagini Savanna. To learn more about this effective treatment, Riverview will host the Friday, June 28th health luncheon, The Benefits of Botox for Chronic Migraine. Botox is the first FDA-approved preventive chronic migraine treatment. Chronic migraine is a condition defined as having 15 or more headache days per month, at least 8 associated with migraine, a severe headache that lasts longer than a regular headache. Botox is a form of botulinum toxin, a neurotoxin produced by the bacteria that causes botulism. When the Botox botulinum toxin is purified and used in tiny doses in specific areas, it temporarily reduces muscle contractions for approximately 3 months. The luncheon will be held in meeting room number 1 at Riverview Health at 323 South Minnesota Street beginning at noon. Meeting room 1 is located near the Riverview Clinic entrance on the north side of the building and across from the elevators on the first floor. Due to building construction, all Riverview patients and guests are asked to park in the north parking lot and use the entrance near the north clinic. Mike Skaug, a Polk County soybean farmer, was elected by his fellow directors to become the vice president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. Skaug will serve under MSGA president and Wheaton farmer Jamie Beyer. Skaug testified in front of a House Agriculture Committee earlier this year to promote the benefits of the proposed Soy Innovation Campus at the University of Minnesota Crookston. The legislature eventually approved $5 million in funding for the facility. Skaug also attended a bill signing ceremony in June alongside Governor Tim Walz and leaders from Minnesota's agricultural industry. Skaug, who previously served as MSGA treasurer, farms in Beltrami with his son Ryan. Now the Skaugs rotate spring wheat, corn, and soybeans on their family farm. Mark Brown of St. James was named treasurer, and Darren Johnson of Wells assumed the role of secretary. The MSGA's board also reelected Vesta farmer George Goblish to the American Soybean Association board. And Polk County was included in the federal disaster declaration for a severe storm, straight-line winds, and flooding that took place March 12th through April 28th. They have a scheduled public assistance applicant briefing meeting Tuesday, July 9th, in the community room at the Polk County Law Enforcement Center at 600 Bruce Street in Crookston. The meeting is for applicants representing counties, cities, townships, and other publicly owned organizations seeking to sign up for the public assistance grant program. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of John Morrissey and John Cowell. John Morrissey was born in 1914 in Crookston, enlisted in the Army in 1944. John Morrissey was discharged in 1946 and died in the state in 1974 in Crookston. John Cowell was born in 1917 in Gully and enlisted in 1941. John Cowell was discharged in 1945 and died in the state in 1971 in Crookston. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have 68 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, a southeast wind of 14, gusting up to 18. Barometric pressure at 29.84 inches and rising. Humidity is down at 64%. The sun rose at 5:27. The sun will set at 9:28 for 16 hours, 1 minute of daylight. The record low, 36, set in 1902. The record high, 99, set in 1910. Year ago high, 88. Year ago low, 59. The average high is 77. The average low, 54. Yesterday, we had a high of 75. The low was 58 with a trace of precipitation. The morning's low this morning was 54 degrees. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 68 degrees. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be cloudy, a chance of showers, and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds of 10 to 20, and a 50% chance of precipitation. Tonight it'll be rain again, thunderstorms possible, lows 55 to 60, southeast winds of 10 to 20, and a near 100% chance of precipitation. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75, south winds of 10 to 20. And then Saturday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s. Sunday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs 75 to 80. Tuesday, sunny, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. And Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. And again, there is a hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service for tonight. Thunderstorms will develop this afternoon to our west between Bismarck and Jamestown. These storms will then affect areas around Cooperstown to Valley City late afternoon and may reach parts of the Red River Valley this evening. Scattered severe storms are possible, with the threat being hail to a 1.5-inch diameter and 75-mile-an-hour wind gust. The highest threat has shifted west of Fargo, and that is scheduled for supposed to happen late this afternoon into the evening. If anything severe does come to the KROX listening area, we will be here for you to pass along the information. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 68 degrees. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.